This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating annual history and physical on patient Gibson, G-I-P-S-O-N, first name Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, date of birth June 8, 1963, date of follow-up evaluation August 4, 2021. Patient also seen May 18, 2023. The HPI. The patient is a 62-year-old man who was initially evaluated in September of 2020. Period. At that time, comma, he presented with complaint of elevated blood pressure, period. He had previously been followed by Dr. Hewen, period. He was seen for initial physical exam, period. He denied symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation, period. He was found to have uncontrolled hypertension and started on amlodipine, period. Labs were ordered, as were echo and EKG, period. He was then seen in follow-up at which time he was noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, and labs revealed evidence of hypercholesterolemia with total cholesterol of 239 and LDL of 106, period. He was then started on atorvastatin, 20 milligram HS, period. He was again seen in the office in August of 2021, at which time he reported that he was doing well, period. He was found to have a possible inguinal hernia and was referred for CT of the pelvic and abdomen, period. He had previously taken hydrochlorothiazide and lisinopril. These were discontinued, and he was maintained on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, and losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Patient is seen in follow-up after a prolonged absence, period. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number trivial mitral regurgitation, past surgical history, unremarkable medications, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams HS, amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily, losartan, 50 milligrams on PO daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history. He lost his younger brother to liver disease. A second brother died of an industrial accident, period. The review of systems. Correction, social history. Patient denies history of alcohol or drug use, period. The review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 155/89, pulse 94, respiratory rate 20, temperature 97.1. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Echocardiogram dated December 4, 2020 reveals left ventricular ejection fraction 59%, period. There is no aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Pericardium is normal, period. Aortic root is further noted to be normal, period. EKG dated August 4, 2021 reveals sinus rhythm 86 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. The lab work dated December 29, 2020, cholesterol total 239, HDL 118, triglyceride 68, LDL 106, sodium 139, potassium 4.1, chloride 98, bicarb 31, BUN 15, creatinine 0.83, ALT 25, AST 41, hemoglobin A1C 5.1, TSH 2.05, white blood cell count 4.3, hemoglobin 13.4, platelets 352. PSA .5. The impression, patient has what appears to be an inguinal hernia. This requires follow-up, period. He has history of hypertension and is maintained on amlodipine and losartan. He has trivial mitral regurgitation, period. He has history of depression, period. The plan, refill medications, PRN, follow-up in 3 months. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.